You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, September 22nd. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about how Elon Musk and Tesla helped spark the auto strikes. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Elon Musk hasn't been cited at the picket lines in Missouri, Ohio, or Michigan, where auto workers are striking against the big three U.S. car makers. Yet the influence of Musk and his non-unionized company Tesla have been everywhere since the United Auto Workers called the strike last week. In some ways, Tesla, the world's most valuable automaker by market capitalization, set the whole thing in motion. Tesla's pioneering electric vehicles kicked off a new era that has turned the entire auto industry on its head. In a scramble to compete with Tesla and make that transition, the legacy automakers targeted by the current strike, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, have each pledged billions in global investment and have begun dramatically restructuring their operations. For workers, the green jobs being created can be scarcer and worse paying. Plants that make EV batteries are generally outside the core unionized auto supply chain. The United Auto Workers have seen a dramatic drop in membership due to jobs moving outside the U.S. It lost 45% of its members between 2001 and 2022. A future with more electric vehicles could mean fewer union jobs overall. This strike is about electrification, says Mark Barrett, an automotive analyst at the Michigan-based consultancy Plant Moran. The new assembly plants that the legacy automakers need to pull off the transition have been stood up mostly in U.S. states hostile to UN organizations such as Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama. And because many of these plants are joint ventures between automakers and foreign battery companies, they are not subject to previous union contracts. The UAW did not respond to a request for comment, but UAW President Sean Fain told CNBC last week that the electric transition can't leave workers behind. Workers deserve their share of equity in this company, he said. Tesla's rise over recent years has also put ever-ratcheting pressure on the legacy automakers to cut costs. Including benefits, Musk's non-unionized EV company spends $45 per hour on labor, significantly less than the $63 per hour spent in the Big Three, according to industry analysts. Musk's unwillingness to upend auto manufacturing shibboleths has also forced his legacy competitors to seek new efficiencies. Tesla led the way in building large-scale car casts, stamping out very large metal components in one go rather than making a series of small casts that have to be joined together. And it pioneered an automotive chassis building process that can be easily adapted to produce different makes and models. Tesla's Silicon Valley roots also helped it become the first automaker to envision the car as a software-first, iPhone-like platform that can be modified via over-the-air updates. And the company aims to automate more of its factories and extract more of the materials it needs to build its batteries itself. Tesla's novel production ideas could soon lead the company to put even more pressure on legacy automakers. Musk said earlier this year that Tesla plans to build a new, smaller vehicle that can be made for half the production cost of its most popular and cheapest vehicle, the Model 3. Musk says a lot of things and many don't come to pass. The world is still waiting for the 1 million Tesla robo-taxis promised by the end of 2020. But Tesla has been disruptive enough to leave legacy automakers, including Detroit's Big Three, in a quest for capital, says Merrick Masters, who studies labor and workplace issues at Wayne State University's School of Business. Detroit's automakers have made good money in the past decade, some $250 billion in profits, but also paid a significant chunk of it out in dividends. Pressure from Tesla and the EV transition it catalyzed has left them feeling as if they need every penny they can corral to keep afloat as the industry changes. They have little money to concede for union demands, says Masters. The UAW's wants include significantly higher wages, especially for workers who have joined the company since their Great Recession and bankruptcy-era reorganizations, which left some with less pay and reduced pensions and health benefits. So far, the UAW has shown little patience for the idea that the automakers it is pressuring are cash-strapped and under competitive pressure. Competition is a code word for race to the bottom, and I'm not concerned about Elon Musk building more rocket ships so he can fly into outer space and stuff, UAW President Fain told CNBC last week when asked about pressure from Tesla. He has argued that production workers should receive the same pay raise received by auto executives over recent years. When automakers have taken the opposite tack, insisting that they're well-capitalized and making plans to put them ahead of the electric car maker, well, that set up conditions for this strike, too. The three American automakers are forecasted to make $32 billion in profits this year, a slight dip from last year's 10-year high. The more they toot their own horns about profitability, the more the union looks at them and says, "We want our rightful share," says Masters. Tesla did not respond to a request for comment, but Musk has, in typical fashion, chimed in. He posted on X last week to compare working conditions at his companies with the competition, apparently seeking to turn the dispute he helped foment into a recruiting pitch. "Tesla and SpaceX factories have a great vibe. We encourage playing music and having some fun," he wrote. "We pay more than the UAW BTW, but performance expectations are also higher." The UAW attempt to organize Tesla workers in 2017 and 2018 as the company struggled to produce its Model 3 failed. The National Labor Board ruled that Tesla violated labor laws during the organizing drive. The carmaker has appealed the decision. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, meet the law geeks exposing Google's secretive antitrust trial. And checking in on Wired Science, the U.S. is mobilizing an army to fight the climate crisis. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.